Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteeclinic.com. That's mensteeclinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
And he's a little hurt right now. Flag with the block at the rim. Dallas, Nembhard for the lead. Ryan Nembhard in full effect.
Hour number three of the program happening right now. It is Sean and RJ on a Friday morning. Bobby Belt out on vacation. Sean taking care of his baby girl. But nonetheless, the one, the only, Mr. RJ Choppy holding it down. Well, I forgot to acknowledge the 6 a.m. club, but if you guys are still hanging around for the 8 a.m. club, God bless you all.
It's a new name.
It's a new name. The 8 a.m. club.
Right there. There we go. 8 a.m.
Please, on Monday when Sean gets back, just start every hour. Just say 7 a.m. club.
Yeah, 8 a.m. club.
Just roll right into it.
Boy, shots fired right there at the 6 a.m. club, who thought they had it all to themselves. Yeah, and now we've got a whole new club.
An entirely new group of folks.
Imagine the 8 a.m. club's going to start having, like, you know, like rewards programs to it and everything.
That's right. Maybe they'll have a house party. Who knows? Maybe they'll host a house party for us here. Man, I'll tell you what, Gen Z, you guys are something else. Can't even enjoy a good house party. But you heard that. Speaking of Gen Z, though, I'll tell you what, you can feel good about Cooper Flagg and what the future of this Dallas Maverick basketball team looks like.
That was fun. That was a fun night. You know, they had, they put it on the big channel.
Well, it wasn't on NBA TV.
It wasn't on ESPN2. A lot of the summer leagues on NBA TV. This wasn't on ESPN. They put it on the big boy channel on ESPN. And,
they did.
You know, they gave them the Laker game.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know when these schedules come out. I have no idea if the Mavs Summer League schedule came out 6 months ago or it came out when the Mavs drafted Cooper Flagg. And it was like, oh, hey,
oh,
look at this.
Once that changed everything.
But that was fun. Like, I don't know if the Mavs are cool again or cool for once. Because they weren't cool. Like, even as great as they were during the Dirk years, it wasn't the cool team to go to. They never got a free agent.
No.
During Luka's time, they got a little cooler because he was like a fun player to play with, whatever. But still, they were never like the cool team. And they get Nico, and it's like, okay, people like Nico.
Yeah.
Here comes Kyrie. Here comes Klay. You know, it's cool.
Yeah.
And then it was ruined. Ruined by Nico, with the trade. And it was like a dysfunctional family. And then you get Cooper Flagg, and I wonder if they're cool again, because here comes Klay Thompson dating Megan Thee Stallion.
See, okay.
Or a summer fling, if you want to call it that.
That's a wild pairing to me, Klay Thompson. Because I'll tell you what, if there's one guy who's done an exceptional job of keeping his personal life under wraps,
I know nothing about it.
Look, if we didn't know, if that dude didn't do videos of him being on a boat, I don't know that we'd know he was even a boat guy. He, outside of who his dad is, that guy keeps as low a profile as you can for somebody who's as big of a superstar as he is.
Yeah, I mean, I was like, I saw, I was like, whoa. Because the photo is you know, Meg posts the photo, and it's just her at a pool.
Yeah.
And in the background.
Which that alone is a great photo.
It's a great photo. I mean,
let's call it what
and
it is.
And in the background, like, and I mean way in the, did you see it?
I don't think so.
Oh.
All right. Way in the background, there's just like, you gotta like squint, and then you gotta do the whole thing with your camera where you
zoom in.
Yeah. Zoom in, but the outside pinch, right. The reverse pinch. And in the background, it's like, oh.
That's Clay.
That's Clay Thompson.
Yeah.
And that's like the soft launch or the hard launch, I guess. I don't know. Mm. But maybe it's people are speculating summer fling, whatever. But the Mavs are cool again. And like, you know, you got Cooper Flagg, and that's cool. But this was a cool like event night last night. And,
they need to start winning.
They won last night.
Mark Cuban made them coolish, right? Because you had, because let's be real, Mark Cuban, and again, this is coming from somebody who, I mean, look, I've only been in the Dallas Fort Worth area for the last year plus now, but Mark Cuban made Dallas, the Dallas Mavericks, I don't want to call it must-see television, but you know, he was kind of that first NBA owner who put himself out there, mm-hmm. was on the sidelines cheering on his team, right? You know, interacting with the players. Would anytime there was a camera around, you know, NBA inside stuff, you'd see Mark Cuban, right? He made it seem like, okay, instead of like stuffy rich white guys, it was like, oh, okay, this guy seems like a cool guy to hang out with. Plus, he'd made his money through, you know, what was it, broadcast.com or whatever it was. So, you know, he was kind of a young billionaire tech guy. And he was kind of, he ushered in that era of young billionaire ownership. Tech guys.
PlayStations in every locker room. Yeah, so it was, I don't know. I mean, so maybe the Mavs, you know, they it's not normal that we're on opening night of Vegas Summer League with Cooper Flagg and on the Big Boy Channel. I mean,
NBA had to do this, though.
They had to. Ace Bailey had his first game. Cool. Edgecombe had his first game. Cool. They happen to be against each other.
Yeah.
This was the one that everybody wanted to see.
No, the NBA, but see, I'm also a big believer, too, though, that the NBA engineered the Cooper Flagg deal. So I am of that ilk.
Listen, I don't think that they told the Mavs to trade to the Lakers. I think what happened is the Mavs did that on their own. The NBA realized, holy crap, we're losing the fourth largest city in the fan base of the fourth largest city. We got to find a way to rectify this. And I do believe they fixed the lottery. Now, everyone says we're crazy, but I'd never let a good conspiracy theory go.
No, I'll take it a step further. I think the NBA engineered this from the jump because I think when you look at how all that played out. Now, yes, some may say, well, how did you know, you know, how can you say that, you know, the Mavs were going to get injured and everything was going to fall to the wayside the way it did. I think they kind of got screwed because they thought, all right, well, at least Phoenix should have passed them in the standings, right? Mm-hmm. But too many things happened for me that after the trade. Number one, Adam Silver won't admit to the fact that he knew about the trade prior to. But yet, tell me how he just happened to be in Detroit the day before the trade. Now, I get it. He was there to announce that the WNBA was going to be, or that, you know, talk to Detroit about getting a WNBA team. But guess who the Pistons were playing that night? Your Dallas Mavericks. Okay? Nico's in the building. Adam Silver's in the building. Are you going to tell me that those two didn't cross paths and Nico just happened to tell him, like, oh, by the way, we're going to be trading Luka tomorrow? I don't buy it. I don't buy it.
Okay.
Then let's take it a step further. Do we really think that the Lakers are, do we think our guy Frank Walter is as big, and I think his name's Frank, but I know his last name's Walter. Do we really think he's as big on buying the Lakers without Luka Doncic and an aging LeBron James?
Yeah. I don't think the Lakers change value at all.
All I'm saying is this.
Like, they're the Lakers. It's like the Cowboys.
Which I don't disagree, but all I'm going to say is this. How much did you pay attention to the Lakers between the time Kobe retired and LeBron came on board? Hell, name me one guy that was on the Lakers during that time.
What year did Kobe retire?
Like, what, 14, 15, something like that? 13, maybe? So you had about 5-6 years. See, here's my thing. The NBA doesn't have the luxury that the NFL does.
No, they don't.
The NFL can have, look, you can have crap teams in LA and New York, and we're still going to watch the NFL. The NBA doesn't have that luxury, per se.
Right.
All right? Because, look, we're not, are you turning into the, see, you and I are still old enough to remember that the Clippers still have that crap name brand value, mm-hmm. okay? The Clippers are still, and me and Blake have talked about this time and time again. Well, you know, they've had Lob City. Look, to me, the Clippers will always be Michael Olowokandé, all right? That's the Clippers I grew up with watching. If you don't have a valuable, worthwhile Laker, because look, even when Lob City was there, we still didn't care about LA as an NBA city, because unless you're tuning in to watch the Lakers and what they have going on, the Clippers are just aren't moving the needle.
I get that. I get that. I don't, the value, though, I'm just saying, like the purchase price is probably the same. There's no doubt the NBA they like the fact that Luka went there.
Yeah.
Yeah, they like the fact that he went there, but I don't believe it was orchestrated. But, I mean, either way, it's fun. It's fun that the Mavs are, like, relevant again for one, but Absolutely. Also in the same spot where...
Well, you got the next 10 years, at least.
Now you got the next 10 years. We went from having a 10-year window with Luka, right? Yeah. 10 more years, to having a 3-year window with Anthony Davis.
At best.
Yeah, to back to having a 10-year window in 6 months. Like that's,
just like that.
It's cool, man.
I mean, come on, a 1.8% chance? Really? You remember the last time that happened, don't you?
A 1.8%?
Yeah.
It was...
Chicago in 08.
With Rose?
Yeah,
with Derrick Rose.
That's another just turd Ferguson of a franchise, but we digress. So, nonetheless, 10 points... 5 of 21 shooting last night. Ryan Nemhard's probably the only other guy on that roster that looks like he's NBA ready. And as we alluded to in the first half of the show, Omax and Jaden Hardy, you are on notice as of last night.
Yeah, that seems to be the case. A couple of other NBA notes. Giannis tells iShow Speed.
Okay.
He's probably going to stay in Milwaukee.
Well, what's he going to do?
Yeah.
What's he going to do? It's not worth gutting your franchise because then you become the Bucks again, wherever he goes.
You mean the other team?
That's exactly.
Yeah, it doesn't benefit him.
He's
at
in
all.
A tough spot.
Mm-hmm.
He's in a tough spot.
I still think they have a because of the East, the way it is this year.
Yeah.
Like if I'm every East team, if I'm a team in the Eastern Conference, I am absolutely going all in this year.
Oh, 100%.
There's no Celtics. There's no Pacers, and nobody trusts the Knicks.
No.
So I'm going all in. So if I was him, I want to stay in the East. This is the best chance you have as opposed to going somewhere. You got to learn everybody. You got to gut the roster.
But you still don't have that great of a team. I mean,
they don't? Yeah, no, they're not.
You know, you added Miles Turner. Like, okay, great. He shot 21% from three in the finals.
But, I mean, I got them at an 80-1 futures bet, so let's go.
Okay, you take that.
All right, Peyton.
Where are you at on the Magic? You guys riding on that Magic bandwagon?
RJ is, I think.
Yeah. I like him.
It's not a bad choice.
I like it better than Atlanta.
Can they just stay healthy? Oh, look, Porzingis will be out. I mean, over under 30 and a half games he plays.
They could be. I could see Atlanta being fun.
Yeah.
And I like Kristaps. I think I like KP.
I mean, everybody does. That guy's been one of the biggest question marks in NBA history. I mean, when that guy's healthy.
He's really good.
He's a freak.
I mean, he was really solid in that NBA in the NBA finals.
Yeah.
You know,
for two games.
For
a
couple of games. And he got hurt, but.
There was a nasty internet rumor about him, too. Did you guys see that? I can't say it on there. It's rough. Rough. Google it.
That's like the fourth time today you've done this. I mean, you just keep leaving us hanging.
Hey, look. Look, here's the thing.
You're going to have to say one of them.
You guys know that nighttime is a little bit different than the morning time. So I'm just putting it out, you know, I'm just saying.
Yeah, it's, I'm with you. I'm with you on the, on.
Porzingis.
I like him.
Yeah.
But yeah, it is the big question mark.
That's all it is. All right, so Cooper Flagg, I'm excited. Once again, that game, game number two of the Summer League, that's going down on Saturday at 3 o'clock.
One more NBA note.
Yes, sir.
This is great news and terrible news at the same time.
Uh-oh.
Amazon has stepped up, and Amazon has signed Kevin Harlan to call their NBA games because the NBA is going to be next year on NBC and on ABC.
Yes. Right? Rock ESPN. Chalk.
So is he? Yeah.
Kevin Harlan.
So Harlan has signed on. To call NBA games on Amazon Prime because TNT no longer does the NBA games.
Did they say who his partner is going to be?
I didn't see that.
I thought I saw where he's. I thought I saw it, but I can't remember.
Let me see if I find it. Now, it doesn't look like he's doing games on NBC. That's going to be Tirico and Noah Eagle.
Okay.
Because, so how many playoff games is Amazon getting? Because Kevin Harlan is a playoff announcer.
Yeah.
Right, he's a great playoff. He's a big game announcer. I don't need Kevin Harlan on a random Tuesday night in January.
Not necessarily.
He's yelling, screaming, making the moment bigger than it actually is. But in the playoffs, NCAA tournament, he is the absolute best in the business.
Probably what, Christmas Day games?
Christmas Day. Give me a good Christmas Day, Kevin Harlan.
Christmas Day, Kevin Harlan. Maybe a... are they still going to do that tournament, do we think? The in-season tournament?
I'm sorry, sir. That is the NBA Cup. Don't disrespect the cup. What, Clay said that last year. That was a big win for the cup.
Like, what?
What are we talking about?
Yeah. Don't disrespect the cup.
Give me
man.
An NBA Cup championship.
Come on now. That's the cup. That is the cup. But
I always enjoy how they.
Penn has been put to paper. Kevin Harlan, Amazon Prime.
Okay. All right.
Oh, they've added Brent Berry as a game.
Okay. Brent Berry, the, what was it? Didn't he wear like a...
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today. Or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Prints and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Jacket in a dunk contest.
Yeah, he did. Mm-hmm. He won it.
Set white people back 20 years doing that.
And we've done a lot to set ourselves back.
We've done a lot to set ourselves back. And that's why there's so much pressure on Cooper Flagg.
Okay. Yes, that's
why there's so much pressure on Cooper Flagg. Look, Cooper, Brent Berry crawled so that Cooper Flagg could walk.
Okay, I like it.
Okay,
I like it.
Because I promise you, he's not going to be wearing any jackets in a slam dunk contest. You kidding me right now?
No, he won't. You can't do that. Get a tan. You know, maybe you wear that. Now, today's world, you can wear the long sleeves. You can wear the compression sleeves.
Which is still ridiculous.
It's still ridiculous. You look like the Blue Man Group. You can still do it.
I'm not crazy about the little compression shirt he wears under his jersey right now.
Yeah. A lot of kids wear those. My kids wear they wear the singular sleeve.
Here's my question, and you can appreciate this, and we'll go to break after this, and I want people to understand this, and especially if you have kids in our age groups. It's as much about, are they worried more about how they look than how they play? And that's the biggest issue I have with sports today is you got kids who are more concerned with how they, the drip, than the actual performance on the court and or field.
I've got a major story about this with my kid that we can get into.
I'm ready for it.
I've been saving this for a while and
I'm here for it then. Tune in. Seriously. All right, that's RJ Choppy. I'm Fred Davis. Fair foul coming up next. Fair foul. It's real simple, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to throw a story out there. It's going to be either fair or foul. In the honor of what RJ Choppy said about Gen Z always renaming things, this is what Gen Z's doing in the dating scene, and they say it's worse than ghosting. And what if I told you an old cell phone celebrity is back and better than ever? We'll discuss next.
Pitch. Berger lines one over the leap of Moncada down the left field line, a base hit. Carter rounds 30, scores easily. Berger digging for second. The throw, he dives, and he's safe ahead of the tag applied by Renjifo. An RBI double for Jake Berger, and Texas is now on top 6-0.
11-4 win last night for your Texas Rangers. Big dub. They're able to salvage a split with the Los Angeles Angels. But, of course, it gets for real again tonight as they take on the first-place Houston Astros at Daikin Park. No longer Minute Maid.
It's not Enron Field
it's
anymore.
It's not Enron Daikin Field. Park. It is Daikin Park, which is, they make, I want to say, commercial air conditioning units.
Oh, well, good for them.
So there is something to be said for that.
Yeah. It's going to be a tough one for the Rangers tonight. Not because of the pitching matchups or anything else. By the way, the Rangers could not have asked for better for a better real pitching matchup. They got lighter DeGrom Evaldi.
Yeah.
And for those who want Nate in the All-Star game, because he was scheduled to pitch on Sunday.
Would have been there anyway.
He would have been ineligible anyway. I guess they could have.
Would have been nice if he named one, though, because I'm sure for his pocketbook, because I'm sure there's some sort of incentive clause in there.
Absolutely. But the Rangers, because of the 8:38 start time last night, which is the dumbest start time in baseball. We agree on this one.
Really
8:38 is the dumbest start.
It's California, man.
Exactly. It's California. The Rangers did not get to their hotel until 6 a.m. this morning in Houston. They had a game tonight, 7:10 game. We'll have coverage at 6:30 right here on The Fan. So 7:10 game, they get to the hotel at 6 a.m. The first bus usually leaves at like noon.
Yeah.
Maybe 11, right? So now you're going to get, I assume they're pushing the buses back.
I was going to say, they got to be pushing the buses back to probably like 2.
Right, but then if you get there at 2 o'clock, your whole routine is thrown off. And this isn't an excuse for these guys. It's still 4 hours before the game, 5 hours. But your whole routine is thrown off. These guys get to the ballpark. They have lunch. They play cards. They relax. They get their lift in. They get some swings with their coach, whatever. And then you go on the field, you take BP. Visiting BP is second, so they won't get on the field till, you know, after 5 o'clock.
Right.
But still, right? Your whole day is thrown off. And this is the Angels. The Angels suck, man. The Angels never let the Rangers get out of town on a getaway day at noon. They never let them play the noon game. It's garbage.
I'll say this before we get into fair or foul.
And get an airport closer to your stadium,
well,
Anaheim.
Well, that certainly helps, too.
Okay,
that helps too.
40 minutes?
That's a ways.
Traffic.
What?
There's traffic out there.
I know, but you play at the Globe here? You play a game at the Globe, you're a visiting team, you get on the road, you're at DFW Airport in 10 minutes. You're like 4 miles 10's away.
10's a little strong, but you probably 20. 20
at 11 o'clock at night?
Well, at 11
o'clock,
yeah, I'd still say 20.
From Arlington to DFW? It's a 10-minute ride, man.
I'd say 20. I mean, you driving a bus that fast? Safety.
That's
safety
fair. First, it's a bus. It's fair.
It's a bus.
I'm just upset.
It's not the choppy mobile. Here's what I will say, though, in where I like where the Rangers' head's at, though. Think about it. Rival. You're number one rival, right? Two, you're coming off a dub, so that's the second best part of it. And three, you got a vacation coming up, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, look, give me everything you got tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday, and then I'm not going to see you guys for 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
Whether they're going to Mexico, whether it's just to recoup with the family, whatever, you've got 4 days. So give me 3 days of everything you've got, and then you guys got 4 days of chill. So
Amen.
You might have that going for you.
Amen. There you
go. So let's see what happens. Jack Leiter, I'm a little concerned about because he hasn't looked great the last few starts, although McCullers can get got for the Houston Astros. All right, let's do a little fair or foul. It's real simple, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to read a story, and we're going to decide whether or not it's fair or foul. And this first one, and you guys know what that music means. Look,
South Carolina's football team's coming out.
As Ted Johnson would say, get out your Red Bulls, get out your glow sticks. It's time to party. All right, here we go. And this goes along with something you said earlier, RJ, about how this dadgum Generation Z wants to rename things that we've just been doing. We just didn't have a name for it, or we just called it literally what it was.
I love Gen Z. They're my favorite generation. They're going to change the world. They're going to get us a 4-day work week, man.
I hope so.
They
or lead us into hell, one of the two. All right, here we go. Hoping that your suddenly sour sweetheart will have a sudden change of heart, don't bank on it. If your partner is slowly but surely becoming emotionally detached from the relationship, chances are you're being Banksy'd. Experts warn of the new heartbreaking breakup tactic.
It's a Banksy'd?
Banksy'd. It's a dastardly dumping technique named after Banksy, the elusive street artist. And much like his iconic work, which I've never heard of, which tends to pop up out of nowhere, victims of the cruel uncoupling stunt typically don't see the surprise split coming. Quote, Banksying happens more often now, especially with this proliferation of dating apps where people have developed poor dating etiquette, said Amy Chan, a breakup pro, is what she told the USA Today. Quote, the person withdrawing gets the ability to process the breakup on their own terms before they hand the memo to the other person, who ends up being in total shock. It's a cowardly way to part ways, but sadly, it seems the gutless guys and gals of today prefer the wimpish way out.
Oh, the wimpish way
of their romantic commitments.
Look, this is not a new tactic.
Seriously,
this
what are we doing?
This has been going on forever. I invented this back in college. I would do the same thing. I would just like, you know, stop treating the girl nice. I would just be kind of a jerk, and I would do that until she broke up with me.
It's not you, it's me.
I wanted an unblemished record of never breaking up with somebody. And here I am, 45 years old. I've never broken up with somebody. I just treat them poorly until they break up with me. I've done this for years. I'm an expert at this.
It's kind of smart. Not gonna lie, it's smart.
You can't be known as a bad breaker upper. I am known as a never breaker upper.
Yeah. You know, a good friend of mine says the best way to break up is just become unavailable, which is essentially what this is.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Just become unavailable. Oh, you want to hang out? Oh, I'd love to, but I got something going on. Oh, you want to hang out tonight? Man. Church group. Oh, you bring somebody?
Church? Oh, no.
Again, I'm spitballing here, people.
But hang on. In order for you to bring that up, even in to have it in your mind, I mean, you have to be going to one.
Yeah, you can't lie about that.
You absolutely can't.
No, you can't break up with you.
You can't lie. I don't believe you can use
the Lord forgives.
I don't believe you can use the Almighty as an excuse. You can use your kids. I don't think you can use God.
Look, let's not confuse God with church, okay? Look, our boy Joel Osteen, did you know? Does not have one religious artifact in his entire church. Did you know that?
There's a joke in there somewhere. But,
absolutely. I want to say he's got an ATM machine somewhere in the corner, but nonetheless, maybe a dollar sign hanging from the middle of it, but nonetheless. So, look, it's foul, again, but it's fair because it can perpetuates the Gen Z that we have to label everything.
They got to label everything, man. Like I said, cookie jar and micro-retirements and
Because, like you said, this has been going on.
It's been going on forever.
Now they've just got a name. Now it's called Banksy.
Now they got a name, Banksy.
Okay. I think it's fair that because emotionally, but isn't that how let's be real. Isn't that how most relationships end? Is it somebody starts too emotionally detached?
I think every relationship kind of emotionally detaches anyway from like when you're from the beginning.
Oh, the just first, because, it's always rainbows and unicorns at the beginning.
Yeah,
always.
But that doesn't mean that you, like there's emotionally detaching and falling out of love, I think are two different things.
Well, but you got to fall into love to fall out of love. I mean, you fall into love in the first 3 months? Come on.
Oh, no. I mean, beyond that.
But that's a whole, now look, I guess we're qualifying. See, I would say Banksying is
an early relationship.
Because I'll put it to you like this, and not to put my sister's business out there, but she essentially got Banksy.
Wow.
Okay? Like, her husband just basically decided one day, I don't want to be married anymore. And done. Just done. Like, they had their little strife here and there. Yeah. I mean, it's marriage. It's going to happen. But just, hey, I'm done. Call it a day. She's like, wow. Didn't see that one coming. All right. Next one. Now, you remember the AT&T girl? We had a run where...
Lily.
Lily, okay? Look, we had the T-Mobile guy. We've had the, can you hear me now guy? Okay, I think that was Sprint, if I remember correctly, or Verizon.
Good.
Now we have Lily from AT&T, who had a prolific run. In case you forgot, here's a little clip from our girl Lily from AT&T.
With rollover data, the data you don't use this month rolls over to the next month.
And I don't have to do anything.
Not a thing. MobileSure Value customers get it automatically. It's how we show appreciation.
You know, I really appreciate that you appreciate me as a customer.
And we appreciate how much you appreciate us appreciating our customers.
And I appreciate that you appreciate that.
And I appreciate you appreciating that.
I appreciate that.
Mm. Okay, so that's her, again, great run. Probably, what, 4 or 5 years at least, right? That she was doing that? Or at least it seemed like it? Maybe more. Okay. Her real name is Milana Weintraub. Okay. And she, again, she'll forever be in the pantheon of cell phone slangers. We've all heard of OnlyFans.
I have.
Right?
Peyton.
Well, oh, guess yeah. what? Now there's a thing called Only Philanthropy. All right. And what our girl Milana, a.k.a. Lily, is doing is she's now sending flirty pictures of herself that you can find on Only Philanthropy. Quote,
I'll take a little sip.
I'm sure you will. As you should. Quote, this is coming from Milana. I did a flirty photo shoot and I'm trying something new. I love helping people and I'm figuring out the best way to make the most of what I've got to do that. And what I've got is you. So here's the deal. You donate and I send you a few flirty pics as a thank you. A little rack of hers. Well,
I mean, have you seen him? My goodness.
I'll tell you what. AT&T paid well. A little fun for a good cause. Follow the link in the bio. Let's make this an experiment worth remembering.
Wow.
Using the male gaze to fight the blaze.
Okay.
And this is what she's doing to...
So this is for
men. Are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's Men's T Clinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin. At arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Charity, man. It's
for charity. Flirty.
I'm okay with this.
Flirty
I'm okay
pictures.
With this. This is for charity. I mean, they're out there forever.
Oh,
you know, they're
going to
be
she
out there
this,
forever.
She knows this.
But, you know, it's you know, only fans, only philanthropy.
Suck it for charity.
You know, I'm gonna start Only Dads.
Oh, let me know how that works.
Yeah,
I'll join it.
Right, but yeah, only fans. That's fine. There's nothing wrong with this. It's not salacious.
Allegedly.
It's a little flirtatious.
It's flirtatious. She says herself she did a flirty photo shoot.
Yeah, define flirty.
Well,
I mean, it can mean anything.
Flirty's in the eye of the beholder.
Yeah.
Okay.
You just like,
That's it. That's a lot of what it is.
Zoom in on that. Just
couple bite your index finger.
Look, a bit lip goes a long way. Okay, so take that for what it's worth. All right, a little below the belt next.
Yes, it is below the belt yet next, and I have to kill another member of the ESPN family. We'll do that next year on Below
the Belt
on the Fan.
The great Bobby Belt.
Bobby Belt is an idiot.
Don't make me take off my belt.
Don't make me take off my belt.
We're not.
Over to you, Bobby. Oh, the Dallas Cowboys offseason was better than everybody else thinks it is, but worse than you probably hoped it would be.
You think so?
So what grade would you give the Cowboys offseason?
B+.
A B+.
Absolutely.
Okay.
But I'm on the shoddy. I've made it clear. I am on the Brian Schottenheimer bandwagon.
I like Shoddy. I was always Team Mike. I was a big Mike McCarthy fan. But I like Shoddy. I don't think there's a problem. I was a huge fan of Shoddy's father.
Love Marty Schottenheimer. Okay,
I have one problem with Shoddy, and that's that he's a Florida Gator.
Okay, and I'm not mad at you for that. That's a valid concern. Question that I have for you.
Answer.
And it's kind of like a little peek behind the curtain. Maybe you've answered this before. When you guys did interviews with Mike McCarthy every week, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And you guys will probably do interviews with Brian Schottenheimer every week.
That's the goal.
You know, fingers crossed. Does that change, knowing that you've got to talk to him every week and you do develop a rapport with him? I mean, it's only natural. Does it change kind of how you look at things when you develop? Because I remember when you guys did that interview with him, and I'll never forget when he was going to Pittsburgh. And he started joking about, you know, when the wind coming off the Allegheny. And it was kind of a funny moment, right, where he showed a little bit of his personality. How does that influence the way maybe you talk about the team when you develop a little bit of rapport with the head coach?
I mean, ideally it doesn't.
Okay.
But
you're also human.
Sure. I mean, like, we don't get personal anyway.
Okay.
You know, so we don't take, like, we're not doing personal attacks anyway. So it's not like we're going to change up and do that. So if that wouldn't change. They first of all, they don't listen.
Fair.
So they know the deal. They know when they are told, they know the deal. I can't tell you the amount of coaches or players that have said, "I get it. You guys have 4 hours
a job
to fill." They get it. So no, I don't think so. It's because it's like, first of all, they know when they screw up.
Yeah, you're not calling out anything that isn't being called out by everybody else.
Right. They know we're morons and we don't know what we're talking about. And at the end of the day, we're really breaking it down to a fourth down decision here and a clock management situation there, which are all subjective and they're all in the moment.
In the heat of the moment,
In the moment. So it's like, anybody can armchair quarterback anything.
Which it's easy for us to say it when we're sitting behind our 75-inch television chilling at the house versus
75,
okay.
75, Peyton.
Wow. Come on now. I mean, if you're gonna be a bear, be a grizzly bear.
Yeah.
Okay? Let's call it what it is.
So you gave the Cowboys a B+.
I
would put them in the B-, in the B category. I don't have a problem with their offseason. First of all, I don't like signing a ton of free agents. I don't think it's worth it. You're always getting the back half of their career. The best part of their playing days are usually the rookie contract.
Oh, 100%.
So, but a year to me, and they didn't even, ESPN gave them a C.
I saw that, and their biggest thing was Rico Dowdle, really?
Well, their biggest move was trading for Pickens. The move they liked was drafting Ezeraku, and then the move they disliked was letting Rico Dowdle walk in exchange for Williams and Sanders.
Look, let's not pretend like Rico Dowdle was prime Priest Holmes, okay? I mean, Rico Dowdle had one productive year in the 5 seasons he was a Dallas Cowboy. Now, I like Rico Dowdle. We talked to him a couple times this past season and couldn't be a nicer guy.
Yeah.
But I feel pretty confident, Mr. Choppy, that of the 4 guys that you have on that roster, Marfa, Love, Javonte, and Miles, that you should be able to get equal or better production out of those 4 guys that you got out of Rico Dowdle.
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
So he says, this is from Seth Walter. I like Seth.
Okay.
The running back situation is uninspiring. Dowdle left for Carolina. And it said they bring in Williams, who had a minus 84 rush yards over expectation per next gen. And then Sanders, who was minus 44. Then they draft Jaden Blue.
Yeah.
But he says they also made an ill-advised trade for Kenneth Murray.
The trade was merely a 6th and 7th round pick swap, but involves them picking up a $7.5 million cash bill unless they get him to agree to a pay cut.
Right.
Tough to do after a trade, despite him coming off a poor season in which he ranked 5th worst in run stop win rate among off-ball linebackers.
Mm-hmm.
So, cool, I get it. To me, you know, you get, name me the other team that would get a player of George Pickens' caliber.
Yeah.
And would be only given a C grade. Especially when you get him for basically nothing.
I mean, I can't think of anybody off the top of my head
where you
would get that kind of a grade.
If Minnesota lost Justin Jefferson and all they did was bring in George Pickens,
yeah,
that's getting you a C or a D grade.
Oh, absolutely.
The Cowboys did. Who did the Cowboys lose? Who's the major piece they lost last year in the offseason?
I mean, you really didn't. Golston, maybe? I don't know.
You didn't lose.
You know
a ton,
what I'm saying?
Right?
I mean,
Jordan Lewis.
That's a good one.
They didn't lose a ton. They had a pretty good draft. To me, when you trade for Pickens, and then you have maybe the safest pick in the draft in Booker.
Yeah.
Everybody loves the Azarocki pick.
Everybody does.
Revelle.
Who was a first-round talent, if he doesn't blow out his knee.
Yeah. I don't know. I think they nailed the first-round pick in the draft. I think they nailed the second-round pick. Look, I don't think this is a top-10 class, but this is a B-minus.
I don't
think it's top-10 offseason. But it's a B-minus. B-minus at worst.
And I like the Sanborn edition. All right. I mean, he has familiarity with Eberflus. And I'll tell you what, a lot of Chicago fans were bummed out to see him go. All right. And with Murray, I mean, look, he gives you depth at that linebacker position, which you were struggling at the end of last year with when it came to linebacker depth. You're probably not going to get overshown back until probably week 8, because my guess is he's going to be on the PUP list. So
absolutely.
I do worry a little bit about the cornerback position, because like as Pepe alluded to, obviously losing Jordan Lewis. But would you have wanted to pay Jordan Lewis 3 years, $30 million?
No, not necessarily.
You liked him last year because you were paying $2 million.
Right. He's a value guy.
100%.
He's a guy that you love at $3 million and you hate it $7 million.
That's it.
You know, it's exactly what it is.
And he's what, 31? So,
yeah, that's the wrong side of 30 for a corner.
For a cornerback.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. As if you needed another reason to hate Tom Brady. Or at least be jealous.
I'm a TB12 guy, though.
At least be jealous. Yeah, look, he is in Spain hanging out.
I saw this.
With Sofia Vergara. Listen, Tom Brady has a type. We all have a type.
This guy.
You know?
This guy.
I love a good delt on a girl. Big fan of a delt. Just give me one. I don't even need two of them. Just give me a good delt.
Like delt?
A good delt. Yeah, I like a good girl, good shoulders. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, give me a good delt.
I thought you were going to say good Adele. I was like, okay, no, I can. No, no. I'll take
like
that
a good
too.
Delt, man.
Interesting.
Some guys are like him up top.
Yeah.
Some guys like the bottom. Okay?
Can't go wrong.
Can't go wrong. No, you can't go wrong.
No.
Some guys like legs. Tom Brady likes accents.
Yeah.
Giselle. Yeah. Sofia Vergara.
Although he was chatting up your girl Sydney Sweeney, though, too, allegedly.
And she rebuffed him with great prejudice.
Oh, she did?
I mean, he's with Sofia.
Or did he rebuff her?
Maybe he rebuffed her.
Maybe the accent wasn't enough.
Big mistake. Can't let her go.
Who? Sydney Sweeney?
Sydney Sweeney, dude.
Yeah, but when you're Tom, your Tom's 50 years old, man.
I was going to say, what do they have in common?
I know, but... Don't you want younger? I mean,
yeah, I'm married to younger. Well, she's 9 years younger. I don't know that. I don't know. How old is Cindy Sweeney? How, I don't know.
She's 20, like, what, late 20s? 20. Pepe's 20, age, isn't 4, she?
25? Man, you can't. Like, what are you going to do? You're 50, that's weird.
I mean, Bill Belichick, maybe it's a New England thing.
Wow. Well,
we
see how that's turned out.
Yeah, but see,
that's next level, though.
That's beyond that. Now, Bill's the old man. Tom's still a really good looking guy. He's rich, wealthy. He's Tom Brady. He can get anybody. He doesn't need to go. You know, like, Bill's stroking his ego.
Yeah.
To go with a 20.
And I think she's stroking him in the sense.
Oh, my gosh.
In the sense.
Let's go.
She's trying to get her career to another level. So you guys.
Yeah, you got.
Only
us.
Took 3 hours.
Yeah,
only
blame
took three
us for
hours,
that one.
There we
blame
go.
Blame us for that
now
one.
Now we got a meeting on Friday. So
yeah,
please.
I know. Yeah, the new 8 a.m. club.
Wait till the 9 a.m. club starts. Yeah. Wait till the 9 a.m. club
gosh.
Starts.
Oh. But Sofia Vergara.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and good for him. What's the point of winning all these Super Bowls and getting Botox or whatever he gets if you're not going to date a supermodel or a super attractive girl? But his type, definitely an accent.
Yeah. How long do you think this lasts, though?
I don't think it's still too soon. I don't think he's jumping into anything long term.
Plus, football season's about to start. Like, he does not have time between running the Raiders, between doing the Fox game of the week every Sunday.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got a busy next 6 months ahead of him.
All right, we got time for one more here and below the belt. Let's put our BS meters on for this one.
Okay.
Now, I'm not crapping on this story. I wanted to be clear. I think this is an awesome story.
Okay.
But rumor has it that Drake May got married. And the story is that they donated all their wedding gifts to charity.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Love it.
You don't need it. He's rich. He's famous. He doesn't need anything.
Nope.
You didn't keep. I think there's a difference between being good and too good.
Oh.
And he might fall into the too good category.
Oh.
And the too good category is if you're a good guy, you're a good guy, you're a stand-up guy.
Yeah.
People love you. Salt of the earth, they say. Yeah. I think I can see you. You're a good guy. You're a stand-up guy.
Got my moments.
But the guys that are too good.
Yeah.
Like. They don't trust you. They like you, but they don't really trust you.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
And when you say, hey, I donated all my gifts to charity, I call BS on that. You didn't keep a whiskey glass. Nobody gave you some personalized whiskey glasses. Nope. That tells me that you're clout chasing here. He said we gave almost all of our gifts to charity. Yeah. I would totally buy that. And I'd be like, this is one of the most awesome guys in the world, but he went a step too far, and he said, "I donated all my gifts to charity." And I'm like, "You didn't keep that. You didn't keep a gift card to a restaurant."
Now, did he specify, like, okay, maybe family? To your point, gave him personal items. Like,
yeah, nothing's personalized. None of your wedding gifts are personalized.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, so when you got married, did you guys have a registry at like Bed Bath and Beyond?
First time we had a registry. The second time we were like, no gifts, man.
We don't
need gifts. And they were largely saying, we don't want any gifts either.
Right.
And you know, whatever they got, they said they donated to charity, which is a great thing. I'm just saying, I think they could have, if he had said we donated almost all the gifts, and I'm nitpicking here.
Yeah.
Nitpicking here because I just don't think nobody gave you a personalized gift that you're like, oh, I got to keep that.
And I'm wondering if that he did keep. And he's just specifying that, okay, if
everything left over. Yeah.
Yeah. To all the average folks that, you know, the Fred and the Choppies that showed up and said, here's a bottle of wine or, you know, here's some 300 count Egyptian cotton sheets. And they're like, okay, we don't need this. You know, versus, you know, if mom and dad Drake gave it to him.
Sure.
Hey, we're keeping this. So,
Belo.
D-Belt.
Right here. I want to find
you. It's funny you bring that up, though, because that was one of the reasons why I was very high on Drake May coming out of college. He had that Patty Mahomes thing where him and his girlfriend had been together since middle school.
Yeah.
Okay. Something to be said for that. Final hour of the program coming up next. We've got a lot to get to. 9 a.m. Club. Okay. Brand new group. We're christening you guys. Worst takes of the week. Red Zone. Choppy with a story he's been sitting on for quite some time. And all you parents out there can certainly appreciate it. I know I will. Lots to get to. Don't go anywhere. It is Sean and RJ.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.